When our first reading was penned or written down, the scribes were so terrified by it that they repeated the final verse about God helping us out because they were so afraid that everybody would be cowering in fear at the prophecy. All of the dangers and trials and tribulations that were going to be happening were a frightening sight, the vengeance of God. And what was happening is that every one of us have a feeling of our self-worth, sometimes a lack of self-worth. We also have feelings of guilt. Sometimes we have feelings of inadequacy. Sometimes we have feelings that I just haven't loved enough. I haven't been patient enough. We have all the things that we coulda, shoulda, woulda done. And a lot of those things, we put them on to God. And so we imagine God as this wrathful person that's coming and saying, all right, this is where we really need to see where you are. Are you ready for me? Are you ready for Jesus? Are you ready for the end? As I mentioned, we're coming to the end of our church year, and so all of the readings begin to focus on what we call the eschatological times of God, the end of time, when God calls us back to paradise. But we overlook that part. We get so focused on the gloom and doom and destruction. But what Jesus is trying to teach the people today in the gospel wasn't about what would happen in our lifetimes, or in the lifetime of the people around him. It was all of those things. Because surely after Jesus in 70 AD, and he died around 33, the temple was destroyed. Jerusalem was overrun. There was all kinds of wars and insurrection. There has been constant down through the centuries, someone that'll say, come follow me, I have the message of truth. Most of you who were alive at the millennium change at 2000, the year 2000, we lost a few people who went into hiding and decided to take their lives because they knew the end of the world was near. This gospel is not about predictions. It's not about prophecy. It's about accountability for each of us and to recognize that now is the time for us to deeply and personally reflect upon our relationship with God. Deeply and personally, where are you with God? And what I need to do, what each of us needs to do, is to ask ourselves today, right now, in this place, am I at peace with God? Am I at peace with all of the things that are happening around me? Am I comfortable with my life at this point? How can I be at peace with God? That's what today's gospel is all about. And down throughout the ages and around the world today, we revisit this gospel and are reminded that we're called to a commitment to deeply and personally reflect upon our relationship with Jesus. You see, what Jesus knew is that throughout the ages, goodness, you're all trying to be good, right? We all vote that good's a good thing, right? Good is okay. And justice is also okay. There's nothing worse than injustice, is there? Wrongdoings. But Jesus knew that goodness and justice were always going to be in the court of law. People were always going to be calling them into question. You see, that's what sin is all about. Around the 4th century BC, there was a Roman writer that came up with the 7 deadly sins, and we've been working on them ever since. Paul talks about it in our second reading. Poor old Thessalonica, they just couldn't get it together. Paul's in prison, and he keeps having to write them. One time, it's because they're getting caught up in all kinds of sexual license. They're swapping wives and all kinds of things. You think today is rare. Whew, that's some powerful stuff that was going on. There was gambling. There was worshiping all kinds of idols. No, they didn't have the internet and they didn't have smartphones, but they had their own versions of things like that that they could get caught up in. Things that they put before a personal relationship with God and one another. Today, he's dealing with one of the other sins. It's called laziness. If you don't work, you don't eat, Paul says. I've been an example to you. This is what we need to do as Christians. We're called to be accountable. I think that I've proclaimed that on numerous occasions, that there are so many young people now that come to this church and they look to you as mentors. Catholics who have survived a whole bunch of stuff. And they look at us and they think, my God, they're ancient. I mean, think back when you were 8 or 9. Didn't you think 60 was... I thought 40 was old. Even 30 seemed long in the tooth. When I was 8, I think we all have been there. So they look at us and they think, wow, you're really old. But they also look to see how you're acting. Do you smile a lot or are you always frowning? And of course, I think some of us have a natural frown, don't we? But my mom used to tell me, now was she wrong, that there was 23 muscles to frown and only 4 to smile? Anybody want to look that up? Anybody medical here? What do you think, Pat? Is that right? It's true. You guys have been really exercising those 23 muscles. And you know what happens as we get older? It gets stuck. Like everything else begins to sag. We won't go there any farther. So today, as we come to the end of our church year, is a reminder to each of us, are you ready? Are you ready? Can you really think that God could come tomorrow? You know, most of us were alive in the 60s. The day that President Kennedy was shot was right after the day of Thanksgiving. And when he died, there was somebody else that died tragically, C.S. Lewis. But his death was eclipsed by our president. And we thought the world would never be the same. He had one of the highest popularity ratings of any president. And yet we're still here. But was he ready? Are we ever ready? But Jesus gives us this wonderful opportunity in the church each year to take a moment, to pause in the midst of the noise and haste of our lives, to just be in the presence of God, and to let God bring you into that place of peace, that place of healing, so that we are ready. We are ready for what God calls us, and we can truly be, in the words of Jesus, witnesses, witnesses to our faith. The word that was used in Scripture, I hate to mention it, but the witness word was the same as the root word for a martyr, willing to give our lives for those we love.